Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. And it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. So as far as today's topic goes, as the days are getting colder and winter is fast approaching, I would like to talk to you about a lost art in our fast-paced and hurried lifestyle. Something so very simple, which does not require a lot of time or money, but has tremendous health benefits. And that is the art of preparing stocks and broth right in your kitchen. Now, in the old days, people made soups and stocks out of animal bones and cartilage. In fact, there's a South American proverb that says, "Good broth will resurrect the dead," because stocks are loaded with nutrients and they especially contain minerals in a form the body can absorb easily. And not so much just calcium, but also magnesium and phosphorus, silicon, sulfur, and trace minerals. And it also contains the broken down material from cartilage and tendons, stuff like chondroitin and glucosamine, which are now sold as expensive supplements for arthritis and joint pain. Science validates what our grandmothers knew. Rich homemade chicken broth helps cure colds and so many other things. So today, it is my goal to inspire you to take up this lost art again, and I will explain in great detail the nutritional and medicinal benefits of homemade stocks and broth. Plus, I will give you all the basics on how to do that. But before we begin with today's topic, let's listen to a song from our feature CD. And the CD I chose for this evening is titled Different Stripe and is by an artist named Cheryl Wheeler. And I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back shortly.
Going home. coming warm and sweet. I hit the road believing I was bound to leave. And it took a New England sky to teach me how to say I ain't no northern girl, I've been too long away. I ain't no northern girl, I've been too long away. This ain't no northern song, and I've been too long away.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And since the long, cold winter nights are fast approaching, I find this to be the perfect time to familiarize yourself with something that used to be part of everyday life for our ancestors and has enormous nutritional values. Unfortunately, our hurry-up, throw-away lifestyle and modern meat processing techniques has led to a decline in the use of beef, chicken, and fish stocks. And in days gone by, when the butcher sold meat on the bone rather than as individual fillets and whole chickens rather than boneless breasts, our ancestors made use of every part of the animal by preparing stock or broth from the bones. Meat and fish stocks are used almost universally in traditional cuisines such as French, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, African, South American, Middle Eastern, and Russian. And long ago in France, cooks had what's called the eternal kettle, a large pot that never left the fire. And if a piece of meat was removed, a new piece was added. And whenever stock was removed, water was added, so there was a steady supply of delicious stock. In fact, the use of homemade meat broth to produce nourishing and flavorful soups and sauces has almost completely disappeared from the American kitchen. Properly prepared, meat stocks are extremely nutritious, containing the minerals of bone, cartilage, marrow, and vegetables as electrolytes, which is a form that is easily assimilated. And acidic wine or vinegar added during cooking helps draw minerals, particularly calcium, magnesium, and potassium, into the broth. Now, Dr. Francis Pottinger, who is the author of the famous cat studies as well as articles on the benefits of gelatin in broth, taught that the stock pot was the most important piece of equipment to have in one's kitchen. And it was Dr. Pottinger who pointed out that stock is also of great value because it supplies hydrophilic colloids to the diet. Now, raw food compounds are colloidal and tend to be hydrophilic, meaning they attract liquids. Therefore, when we eat a salad or some other raw food, these hydrophilic colloids attract digestive juices for effective and fast digestion. But colloids that have been heated are generally the opposite, and they are hydrophobic, which means that they repel liquids, making cooked foods harder to digest. However, the gelatin in meat broth has the unusual property of attracting liquids, so it is actually hydrophilic even after it has been heated. And the same property by which gelatin attracts water to form desserts like Jell-O allows to attract digestive juices to the surface of cooked food particles. Unfortunately, the elimination of soups and stocks from our diet has contributed to digestive problems as well as joint problems. Stock and soups made from animal bones are antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, and contain many nutrients which help build the integrity of the digestive tract. So when a person is suffering from a digestive disorder, a soup based on bone stock can bring fast relief. In fact, consuming soups and stocks can bring about results similar to those used by doctors who give drug therapies to fight inflammatory bowel diseases, such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And while medications simply mask the problem, soups or stocks get to the root of the digestive disorder and soothe and help bring healing to the condition. And I also want to point out that the public is also generally unaware of the large amount of research on the beneficial effects of gelatin taken with food. Now, gelatin acts first and foremost as an aid to digestion and has been used successfully in the treatment of many intestinal disorders. Although gelatin is by no means a complete protein, it actually contains only the amino acids arginine and glycine in large amounts, but it acts as a protein sparer, which means that gelatin allows the body to more fully utilize the complete proteins that are taken in. Therefore, gelatin-rich broth are a must for those who cannot afford large amounts of meat in their diet. And gelatin also seems to be of use in the treatment of many chronic disorders, including anemia and other diseases of the blood, as well as diabetes, muscular dystrophy, and even cancer. Other important ingredients that go into broth are the components of cartilage, which recently have been used with remarkable results in the treatment of cancer and bone disorders, and of collagen, used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and other ailments. Now, in folk wisdom, rich chicken broth, also referred to as the famous Jewish penicillin, is a valid remedy for the flu. And modern research has confirmed that broth helps prevent infectious diseases. The use of gelatin-rich broth on a daily or frequent basis will actually provide continuous protection from many health problems. The wonderful thing about stocks is that, along with the many health benefits, they also add immense flavor to your food. And in European cuisines, rich stocks form the basis of those exquisite flavored sauces that seem to be produced by magic. And the magic is in the stock, made from scratch, with as much care and attention to detail as the final dish. And if you ever had the pleasure of visiting the kitchens of fine restaurants in France, you probably have observed the huge pots of broth simmering on the back burner of huge cook stoves. And when the broth is enriched with herbs or wine and reduced by boiling down, the effects of the gelatin and flavors of meat and bone become concentrated. And the result is a wonderful sauce, both nutritious and delicious. And it is well worth taking time and putting effort into making meat stocks on a regular basis. You and your family will gain amazing health benefits, and you will also earn the reputation of an excellent cook. So, I hope that this information has convinced you to give it a try. So, let's get started. I will teach you all you need to know in this segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour to produce healthful and flavorful stocks, and you will be amazed at how simple it is and how inexpensive. But before we get started, let's take a short break with some music from today's feature CD. And the CD is by Cheryl Wheeler and is titled Different Stripe. And I will be back shortly with more information for you on this topic.
I wish I could fall in love, though it only leads to trouble. Oh, I know it does. Still, I'd fool myself gladly just to feel I was in love, in love. I wish I could feel my heart beat rise and gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes and give myself as truly as an arrow flies in windless skies. Oh, I remember you in the TV light, holding you close to me where we lay. And now I wish I knew some of those softer whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me. It was only last night in the winter dark, I dreamed of how you loved in all your innocence. And I've never known a softer, warmer feeling since, or a truer heart. But maybe these dreams are leading me. Maybe love is not as gentle as my memory. Maybe time and wishful half-remembered fantasy are the greatest part. Oh, but I remember you in the TV light, holding you close to me where we lay. And now I wish I knew some of those softer nights, whispering quietly, feeling you turn. Wish I could feel my heartbeat rise and gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes, and give myself as truly as an arrow flies in windless skies. Oh, I wish I could fall in love, though it only leads to trouble. Oh, I know it does. Still, I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel I was in love.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Our topic today is learning the art of making stocks and broth so you and your family will get to enjoy the many health benefits as well as the flavorful soups and dishes you will be able to prepare. Stock or broth begins with bones, some pieces of meat and fat, vegetables, and good water. And for beef and lamb broth, the meat should actually be browned in a large roasting pan in a 450-degree hot oven for about 40 minutes to form compounds that give flavor and color. In fact, you can also roast the vegetables for added flavor. And the result is a fusion of amino acids with sugars called the Maillard reaction. And when the bones have thoroughly browned, and you should periodically turn them over and baste them with any accumulated fat drippings, you pour the bones and vegetables into a very large stock pot. And then you can set the pan with the drippings on the stovetop and pour in some water and bring it to a simmer. And then you can scrape up the browned bits and add the water and bits to the stock pot. And then you can add the remaining ingredients such as more water, vegetables, herbs, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, or 1 to 2 cups of wine. And then you rest the stock for about 30 minutes to 1 hour to cool it down. And so actually when you reheat the stock, the water should be kind of cold because slow heating helps bring out flavors. And so you heat the broth very slowly, and once it begins to boil, you reduce the heat to simmer or to its lowest point so that the broth just barely simmers. And then you will notice that scum will rise to the surface, and this is a different kind of colloid. And in fact, a lot of impurities are distributed through the scum. And one of the basic principles of the culinary art is that this scum should be carefully removed with a spoon. Otherwise, the broth will be ruined by strange flavors. And besides, the stuff looks terrible, so always skim off this scum And 2 hours simmering is enough to extract flavors and gelatin from fish broth, but larger animals take longer, all day for broth made from chicken, turkey, or duck, and overnight for beef broth. The rule of thumb is it is best to simmer the stock for 12 hours minimum, up to 72 hours, and remember to keep a sufficient fluid level. Then the broth should be strained, and you remove and discard all the bones, and the leftover vegetables and meat can be used for terrines or tacos or casseroles. And then you want to chill the broth to remove the fat, and once the stock is cold, it should be firm like gelatin. And if it does not congeal, it is still okay. It simply means that its richness is less than ideal. And then make sure you skim off any fat before using. And the stock will actually keep several days in the refrigerator or maybe frozen in containers or plastic bags. And then boiled down in concentrates and becomes a jelly-like substance or demi-glace that can be reconstituted into a sauce by adding water. So this is basically the whole process, and as you can see, it is very simple and it is very affordable to do to feed your family nutritious meals. Again, the test of whether your stock contains liberal amounts of gelatin is carried out by chilling the broth. It should thicken, even to the point of gelling completely when refrigerated. And the longer you simmer the stock, the better. 12 hours is sufficient, but 72 hours is better. And in fact, the stock pot can simmer all day and be turned off at bedtime, and then be turned on again the next morning. And just be careful if the liquid level gets below the top of the bones, then just add more water. And nearly anything you can find in your kitchen can be added to a broth or stock to enrich its flavor and nutritional value. But the five basic ingredients are bones, vegetables, herbs, water, and acid in the form of vinegar or wine. Now, as far as vegetables, it is best to use fresh veggies, but also broccoli that is about to flower, carrots gone floppy, peppers, tomatoes, and onions that are growing soft on the kitchen counter. And any leftover cooked vegetables or vegetable peelings can be added. And if you use herbs, you can make a bouquet garni by tying fresh herbs together with a piece of kitchen string before adding them to the stock pot. And if you want to use dried herbs, you can make a sachet of cheesecloth so that they are easily removed. And again, use vinegar or wine to taste, as little as a tablespoon of vinegar or as much as a few cups of wine. And the acid draws minerals out of the bones and improves the flavor. And if you're buying bones, remember that knuckle bones and oxtails are a great source of gelatin. And neck, rib, and other meaty bones add color and flavor. And marrow bones or cross sections from the legs add flavor and minerals. Now, let's take a short break with music. And when I return, I will briefly talk about gelatin and its nutritional values. Soft and deep,
children do. I must have been Gandhi or Buddha or someone like that. I must have saved lives by the hundreds everywhere I went. I must have brought rest to the restless and fed the hungry too. I must have done something great to get to have you. Stranger things have come to pass. Many's the forest I can't see. I was so down and lost and fading fast. How did you find your way to me? Oh, I must have been Gandhi or Buddha or someone like that. I must have saved lives by the hundreds everywhere I went. I must have brought rest to the restless and fed the hungry too. I must have done something great to get to have you. Must have done something.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now that I explained the proper technique to make healthy stocks and broth with animal bones, I want to briefly talk a bit more about gelatin and how our food industry started to cut corners at the expense of our health. And the gelatin in broth and stocks has tremendous health benefits. And as I mentioned earlier, the gelatin acts first and foremost as an aid to digestion and has been used successfully in the treatment of many intestinal and digestive disorders. And gelatin also seems to be of use in the treatment of many chronic disorders. And research on gelatin came to an end in the 1950s because the food companies discovered how to induce the Maillard reactions, which is the process where the meat and bones are browned in a hot oven to form compounds that give flavor and color, which is the result of a fusion of amino acids with sugars. So the food industry was able to produce meat-like flavors in the laboratory. And in a General Foods Company report issued in 1947, chemists predicted that almost all natural flavors would soon be chemically synthesized. And following the Second World War, food companies also discovered monosodium glutamate, or MSG, which is a food ingredient that the Japanese had invented in 1908 to enhance food flavors, including meat-like flavors. Humans actually have receptors on the tongue for glutamate, and it is the protein in food that the human body recognizes as meat. So any protein can be hydrolyzed to produce a base containing free glutaic acid or MSG. And when the food industry learned how to make the flavor of meat in the laboratory using inexpensive proteins from grains and legumes, the door was opened to a flood of new products, including bouillon cubes, dehydrated soup mixes, sauce mixes, TV dinners, and condiments with a meaty taste. In fact, homemade soup in most restaurants begins with a powdered soup base that comes in a package or can, and almost all canned soups and stews contain MSG, often found in ingredients called hydrolyzed proteins. The fast food industry could not exist without MSG and artificial meat flavor to make secret sauces and spice mixes that trick the consumer into eating bland and tasteless food. Also, shortcuts mean big profits for producers, but the consumer is shortchanged and cheated out of nutrients. When homemade stocks were pushed out by cheap substitutes, an important source of minerals disappeared from the American diet, and the thickening effects of gelatin could be mimicked with emulsifiers, but the health benefits were lost. Most serious, however, are the problems posed by MSG, problems the industry has worked very hard to conceal from the public. And in 1957, scientists found that mice became blind and obese when MSG was administered by feeding tube. And in 1969, studies revealed that MSG-induced lesions were found in the brain. Other studies all point in the same direction. MSG is a neurotoxic substance that causes a wide range of reactions from temporary headaches to permanent brain damage. Now, one explanation or theory why consumers do react to factory-produced MSG and not naturally occurring glutamic acid found in food is that the synthetic form contains many isomers in the right-handed form, whereas natural glutamic acid in meat and meat broth contains only the left-handed form. L-glutamic acid is a precursor to neurotransmitters, but the synthetic form, D-glutamic acid, may stimulate the nervous system in pathological ways. So I strongly want to warn you against consuming foods that contain synthetics and MSG, especially overprocessed foods. And at this time, I would like to bring the Weston Price Foundation to your attention and encourage you to become a member. Now, the Weston Price Foundation is a nonprofit charity founded in 1999 to basically spread the research of nutrition pioneer Dr. Weston Price, whose studies established the parameters of human health and determined the optimum characteristics of the human or traditional diet. Now, Dr. Weston Price proved that humans achieve perfect physical form and perfect health generation after generation only when they consume nutrient-dense whole foods and the vital fat-soluble activators found exclusively in animal fats. Now, the foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the American diet through education, research, and activism, and supports a number of movements that contribute to this objective, including accurate nutrition instruction, organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, and honest and informative food labeling. The foundation is working very hard to ban foods that are dangerous to our health, such as MSG. And they also are fighting very hard to make foods such as raw milk available for us again. And I firmly believe in this foundation's work and efforts, and I strongly encourage you to join the foundation and become a member. And the membership fee is only $40 or $25 for students. And your membership will support the efforts and research, and you will receive a quarterly magazine called Wise Traditions. And if you're interested, you can pick up information at the Evergreen Cottage. I have wonderful free booklets available for your information, and the booklet contains a membership form you can fill out and mail in, or you can go online at www.westonaprice.org. Or you can visit my website at www.elywellness.com and click on a link to the foundation's website from there. The website, the Weston A. Price website, has a wealth of great information and articles on nutritional research and health topics. And having been a member myself for some time, I just recently formed a chapter for the Ely area. But before we continue with our topic, let's take another break with music from today's feature CD, and I'll be back shortly.
They seem to know each other very well. They speak across the garden, but not a soul could tell. They can read the summer sky, and they can hear the back brook swell. And they seem to know each other very well. And they drive up north on Sunday afternoons, and he buys her wooden windmills and whales and quarter moons. She feeds the birds all winter, and she knows them by their tunes. And they drive up north on Sunday afternoons. And oh, wish them well. fence and plastic roses and St. Francis standing guard. She speaks of him quite often. To this day she takes it hard. And they bury their old dog in their backyard. She brings me plants and flowers all the time. And we dig the holes together. She has to help with mine. And when she pats the soil around them, oh my God, eyes can shine. She brings me plants and flowers all the time. Is almost gone, waiting for the sunset from an old and distant dawn, selling off the land except the part they're living on, and they speak about their lives is almost gone, and they seem to know each other very well. Speak across the garden, my soul could tell. They can read the summer sky and they can hear the back brook swell. And they seem to know each other very well.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about the many health benefits of homemade soup stocks and broth, and I explained briefly the dangers of the many synthetic versions such as MSG the food industry offers to us as consumers. And as I mentioned earlier, stock or broth made from bones provides calcium as well as many trace minerals in a form that the body can easily assimilate. And it is also a necessity when meat is a luxury item, because gelatin in properly prepared broth helps the body use protein in a very efficient way. Now, meat sauces are made from stocks that have been flavored and thickened in some way. And once you have learned the technique for making sauces, either clear sauces or thick gravies, you can ignore the recipe books and be guided by your imagination. And I also want to mention the book Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. It's a great book and it has wonderful recipes for different kinds of stocks and many soup recipes. In fact, the book contains over 700 healthy recipes based on traditional foods and healthy methods. And the book is available for sale at the Evergreen Cottage. And I will also have free recipe sheets for the stocks available, so just stop by. Now let's talk a little bit about reduction sauces, which are produced by rapidly boiling stock that contains a lot of gelatin to produce a very thick, clear sauce. And the first step is to deglaze the meat juices in the roasting pan or skillet by adding half a cup to 1 cup of wine or brandy, and then bringing it to a boil and stirring it with a wooden spoon to loosen the pan drippings. And then you add about 3 to 4 cups of stock, and you bring everything to a boil and skim it. And the sauce can now be flavored with any number of ingredients, such as vinegar, mustard, herbs or spices, fresh orange or lemon juice, garlic, tomato paste. The possibilities are endless, like grated ginger, even creamed coconut or coconut milk or cream. And then what you do is you let the sauce boil vigorously uncovered until it's reduced by at least one half or until you get the desired thickness. And you may also add about 1 to 2 teaspoons of gelatin to make the sauce thicker, although this should be avoided by those with MSG sensitivities because gelatin does contain small amounts of MSG. Another way to thicken it is to mix like 2 tablespoons arrowroot powder with 2 tablespoons of water. And we have arrowroot powder available at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. And then you add this gradually to the boiling sauce until the desired thickness is obtained. And if the sauce becomes too thick, you can just thin it with a little water. And the final step in sauce making is to taste and add sea salts if necessary. Now, gravies are thickened with flour rather than reduction, and they're suitable for meats like chicken and turkey, which drip plenty of fat into the pan while cooking. And after removing the roasting rack with the chicken or turkey, what you do is you can place the pan on a burner, and you should have at least 1/2 cup of good fat drippings. And if you don't have enough, you can just add some butter or goose fat or lard. And then you add about 1/2 cup of unbleached flour to the fat and cook it over medium heat for several minutes, but you have to constantly stir it until the flour turns light brown. And then you add 4 to 6 cups of warm stock, bring it to a boil, and blend it well with a wire whisk. And then you reduce the heat and simmer it for another 10 minutes or so. And at the very end, you add like sea salt, pepper, and seasonings, or you can also add herbs and cream, butter, coconut milk, or cream coconut. So these are the basics for stocks, broth, and gravies and reduction sauces, done the traditional and nutritious way. And as I mentioned earlier, the health benefits are tremendous. So get into the habit to make your own stocks and broth and gravies. It is so simple and so rewarding, especially during the winter months. There is nothing more comforting than coming home to a house filled with the aroma of a home-cooked meal. Stay away from processed and dangerous foods produced in laboratories. And I would like to read a quote to you by Sally Fallon. She's the author of the book Nourishing Traditions. And this quote goes like this, quote, "The food industry has prostituted itself to shortcuts and huge profits. Shortcuts that cheat consumers of the nutrients they should get in their food, and profits that skew the economy toward industrialization in farming and processing. Until our diners and carryouts become places that produce real food, Americans can and should make broth in their own kitchens. It is the easiest way to produce meals that are both nutritious and delicious, and to acquire the reputation of an excellent cook." Unquote. So I hope that you will take this information to heart and make an effort to supply yourself and your family with plenty of homemade stocks this winter. And make sure to stop at the Whole Foods Pantry at the Evergreen Cottage or at the Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia to pick up all the organic ingredients and vegetables for your healthy meals. And again, I would like to thank the Natural Harvest Food Co-op for being a sponsor for this show. Now, before we wrap up today's show, let's listen to some more music. Let's listen to another track from today's feature CD. And I will be back shortly with the food of the week.
Said to me, I ain't being what I'm supposed to be. I don't know, it could be true. I know I wasn't always there for you. You see, I would never want to do what it seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces and think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. The things you think that I should do, I've never understood that part of you. see how things could turn out like they've come to be. And if I lied, if I knew I was only trying to think of you. And realize you can never really run everything you start. You can't deal me the aces and think I would play. Don't let this be a reason you would walk away. Now you're ready to walk out, you're ready to run. Talk to me, can't you see I would never want to do what it seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces, I think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about ready to wrap up this show, but before we do, let's talk about the food of the week, which I chose to be leeks. Now, since today's topic was the preparation of stocks and broth, I thought that leeks would be the perfect companion. Now, leeks, like garlic, onions, and scallions, belong to a vegetable family called the allium vegetables. And since leeks are related to garlic and onions, they contain many of the same beneficial compounds found in these well-researched health-promoting vegetables. A high intake of allium vegetables has been shown to reduce total cholesterol and LDL, or bad cholesterol levels, while at the same time raising HDL, or good cholesterol levels. And this can be very important for preventing heart disease. Now, allium vegetables have also been shown to lower high blood pressure. And the regular consumption of allium vegetables as little as 2 or more times a week is associated with a reduced risk of prostate and colon cancer. In fact, the research focused on colon cancer suggests that several of the compounds found in these foods are able to protect colon cells from cancer-causing toxins while stopping the growth and spread of any cancer cells that do happen to develop. Although leeks contain many of the same compounds as those active in fresh garlic and onions, they contain them in smaller amounts. And leeks also are particularly helpful in stabilizing blood sugar, since they not only slow the absorption of sugars from the intestinal tract, but they also help ensure that they are properly metabolized in the body. Leeks have also been found to be protective against ovarian cancer. Now, the only people that should avoid eating leeks in large quantities are those with already existing and untreated kidney or gallbladder problems, because leeks are among a small number of foods that contain measurable amounts of oxalates, and when oxalates become too concentrated in body fluids, they can crystallize and cause many health problems. Now, as far as availability, leeks are available throughout the year, although they are in greater supply from the fall through the early part of spring. And you should store the leeks unwashed and untrimmed in the refrigerator, where they will keep fresh for between 1 and 2 weeks. And if you wrap them loosely in a plastic bag, it will help them to retain moisture. Now, leeks are often gritty, and it is important to clean them well. And to clean them, what you do is you cut the end off and you remove the outer leaf and split them lengthwise into the center. And then you open them up and clean all layers under running water. I would like to share this wonderful recipe of braised leeks with you. And what you do for this recipe, it calls for 6 leeks. You wash the leeks and clean them, as I just mentioned, and then you set them in a glass casserole dish. And then you pour 2 cups of boiled beef stock over the leeks, and you bake them at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes, or until the stock has reduced and the leeks are tender. And then at the end, you sprinkle on 1 cup of grated Gruyere cheese, which is available at the Whole Foods pantry, and you melt it under the broiler for a few minutes. And this is it. This is very simple, and it's a wonderful and the perfect side dish for fish, poultry, or steak. Leeks also add a lot of flavor to soups and stews, and you can also add sliced leeks to your favorite omelet or frittata recipe or to your salads. So this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening this evening, and I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elywellness.com or stop by at the Evergreen Cottage in the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center to pick up a pamphlet and free information and recipes related to today's topic. And I also invite you to stop by and check out the Whole Foods Pantry and stock up on organic produce and meats and dairy and natural foods to keep yourself and your family in good health. Or stop at the Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia, where they have a great selection also. Remember, let food be your medicine. And thanks again for listening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WELY. Be well and take care.